once you see the fractal story playing out everywhere all the time, it's over. It's over. You know, if you think about all the verses in the Bible that God will give you the wisdom, He will give you knowledge and wisdom and to deal with the goats and the sharks and the all the religious but lost, the fakers, the narcissists. I mean, really. If you dealt, why is it that the narcissists all act the same? If you listen to everybody who's dealt with narcissists, all the sociopaths act the same. You can call them out before you even know. You don't even have to hear the story. You can just list a whole thing. Let's say you were a counselor and somebody came in and talked to you, and they were coming to talk about their quote-unquote relationship. And you give them a list of sociopathic behavior, and you give them a list of narcissistic behavior, like 10 checkpoints. Gaslighting, love bombing, the on and off, the blame game, you already know them all. It's like 10 points. 10 common points. And they would say, identify with all of it. They'd say, oh, okay. So if they're all acting the same, what is it? It's the flesh mind. It's the flesh mind. The flesh mind is trying to survive in this place in the energy of the flesh. Not the power of the Spirit, not walking by faith, but walking by sight. They're opposite of faith. If anybody says faith plus works, they're probably narcissistic because they think they're gods. They think that they don't sin. They think they can trick you. They think they can fool you. They think they can play mind games, psychopathic mind games on you, MK Ultra mind games, and you won't see through them. Let me tell you something about the devil and his system and these psychopaths. So if you go to Genesis 3 and you look at verse 1, I think the devil was more subtle, that the snake was more subtle than any beast of the field. And you take the word subtle and you unfold it. You look at it. You unfold it and you meditate on it, and you follow the rabbit hole wherever it needs to go. And it's a good rabbit hole, because you follow the word subtle, you'll come to weave and weft, I think that's what it's called, in the fabric. One's going one way and one's underneath, going in and out under the other way. So here's how these witches work. And these narcissists and these psychopaths. This is why they think they're smarter than you and slicker than you. Because they've learned this skill somewhere along the way. I don't know where they learned it. They can be having a conversation with you and you think, well, we're talking about this car. Or we're talking about this bridge. But while they're having the conversation, they're weaving in undertones, under the radar, a Tor network, an unseen network. They're weaving in with their words, and it has to be a demon. This is how come the demon's such a deceiver. So they're talking about a car, but they're weaving in another hidden agenda to put thoughts in your mind, neuro-linguistic programming. They're programming you with an undertone of words to get you to accept it, to get you to accept their abuse, get you to accept their programming, whatever they're trying to do. And it goes back to Genesis 3. The devil was more subtle than any beast of the field. The serpent. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. That's why the music, and that's why when you cut the music off, the TV off, the social media, and you just get into serious study and meditation, you start to see through it. They blind you. That's why I said in one video, I said the lights are blinding, the roads are winding. This goes back to that song. I have many things to say, but the lights are blinding and the roads are winding. The devil is using undertones, and these narcissists and these salesmen and these corporations are using undertones, keeping you so busy you don't see what their real agenda is. If you're married to one, you know what I'm talking about. But once, if you're married to one, they think they've done this their whole life to other people around them. Then they marry somebody who's smarter than them, spiritually smarter, and you see through it, and you call them out on it. They have to run. They have to leave. They have to lie. They have to scheme. They have to try to put you in jail. They have to try to make you look bad because you're seeing through the serpent seed. The serpent seed. The serpent seed is always trying to weave in some undertone agenda without you even knowing you're falling into it. You can see it with the hypnotist, the magicians. The serpent seed are like magicians, but they're not really doing a magic trick. They're just fooling you. They're getting you to believe. Just YouTube, some guy, he's talking to somebody. He's talking to this girl, and he says, he snaps his finger and says, "You will forget your name. You won't be able to remember your name. As we're talking, you'll try to find it, but you can't find it." And so he's putting these, and notice a lot of time, most of them are kind of young because they don't really, that one girl I watched, she was probably 18 or so, something like that. So he's using words, you will forget your name, you will try to find it, but you can't reach it. See, this is what they're doing. They're talking about just in general, but these guys are just blunt talking in their face, you know. It could be the pickup artist man, or it could be the pickup artist woman. It could be anybody doing anything, and they're trying to use undertone words. The Tor network, the unseen network, they're talking about one thing, but they're saying something else in the undertone. And I guess the devil could do three levels deep, but the corporate system, see, and so the magician priest class, the Trilateral Commission and all them people tell the corporations what to say to people. See, they're trying to manipulate you and control you. And it's happening in every nation. China, they always have somebody trying to say, okay, how can we deceive the whole population? How can we deceive the people? Well, the number one way is fear. Well, they got to keep people in fear. If everybody's living in fear, they won't see the undertone, the underground, the under fabric. I think it's called the weave in the weft. I'll have to look it up later. But they won't see they'll just see let's say there's a fabric, it's a dominant color. Let's say it's a fabric that's blue, but there's that little weft underneath that's gray. They just see the blue, they don't see the gray. And that's how they do it with their words and when you're listening to them talk, they're trying to program you. And when you see two or three doing it together at the same time, you're gonna have to take notes. And you got five people you thought you trusted, and they're all doing it. They're all working together, whether it's the devil working in them or they're working together in a cult. They're doing it on purpose. It's hard to believe these people exist, but they do. Morning.